Boys and girls, come to the front, please, here, would you? I'm going to come down to a wee second, but I want to read a verse first of all. It's found in Hebrews chapter 13, and it's verse 5. Here's the verse. It says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have." And here's the main bit I want you to listen to. It says, "For he has said," that is the Lord Jesus has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Okay, we'll come down for a wee second here. There are two things I want to share with you this morning, boys and girls. Two things I want you to learn from God's word. You've heard the verse, the Lord Jesus has told us that he will never leave us and that he will never forsake us. He'll never let us down. He'll always be with us. If we're saved and we love him and we're asking him continually to help us and to bless us, he will be with us, he will encourage us, and he will undertake for us in every single area of our lives. Thank you, girls. Okay, we're going to look at a young man in the Bible, a shepherd boy. Can anybody tell me who it is? Who is it? It's King David. It's David who later on became king over Israel. David was a shepherd boy. And you know something? David loved to look after his sheep. All the little lambs and the little sheep there you can see, David loved them every one. And he cared for them. And he looked after them. And he protected them. And he was always with them. Do you know something? When David was only a little boy, he made the best decision he could ever have made in his life. Does anybody want to guess what that was? There's one man, the hands shot up right away, and Rebecca and others have their hands up too. I'm going to ask you, what was the decision he made in his life? Not that one, that was later on. That's something special that happened, Rebecca. He trusted in God. That's 100% right. Early in David's life, when he was only a little boy, he made the best decision he could ever make. David trusted in God. Do you know, boys and girls, that's the best decision that anybody could ever make. Mums and dads, that's the best decision you could ever make. The best decision anybody could ever make in their lives is to come and to put their trust in God. Just as David loved the little lambs and the little sheep, and as he looked after them, who do you think loved David? And who do you think looked after David? And who do you think took care of David? And who do you think protected David? And who do you think was with David? Anybody tell me? Hands by your side. I'll see first hand up. Whenever I say the word, go. Hands by your side. You ready? Go. Catherine. It was the Lord Jesus. God was always with David, and God helped him, and God protected him, and God looked after him, and God was really, really good to David. Do you know, boys and girls, as David was growing up, something special happened, or something out of the ordinary happened. And when this here happened, David was continually doing something else. He not only trusted in God as a boy, but right throughout his life, or should I say most of his life, because there was one wee time when he made a big mistake, but throughout most of his life, what do you think David did? He was continually, shout it out, after two, one, two,
trusting in God.
He was continually trusting in God. There was one time, boys and girls, something happened when he was looking after the sheep. Does anybody want to guess what it was? Oh, he's got it right. The one time there was a lion came. How would you fancy meeting that fella there if you were out looking after the sheep? Would you be scared? Do you think David was scared? This young man said he wouldn't be scared. I don't believe it. I'd be shaking in my shoes. I'd be ready to run away. I wouldn't be able to face a fella like that there. He would eat me up. He would gobble me up in no time. But you know something? David used to practice with his sling. And David used to do lots of things, and David was praying to God every day, and David was singing psalms, and he was writing different things. And David loved the Lord. And one time a lamb came and it took a wee lamb out of the flock and it started to run away with the lamb. What do you think David did? Catherine? He went after it. And he caught the lamb, the Bible says, and he took the little lamb out of its mouth and he killed the lamb. Who do you think helped him? Shout it out. God helped him. God was continually with David. God helped him whenever the lamb came, and David went after the lamb, and he was trusting in God to help him, and God helped him. And David got the little lamb back nice and safely, and he killed the lamb. And there was another time a bear came. Imagine facing a big bear coming at you with the arms out wide, about to grab the hold of you and eat you up. Would you like that? One time a bear came, and it took a little lamb as well, and it was going away, and what do you think David did? He killed it. David was continually trusting in God. And God was continually helping him. And God was continually with him. And God was continually blessing him. And David grew to be more like the Lord Jesus every day, because he loved the Lord and he was trusting in God. And he was experiencing God's help in his life day by day. Something else, boys and girls. Someone has already said it. Whenever David was growing up, one time the Israelite army faced a big, big giant. Who was that? It was Goliath. Where do you see the size of this man here? I'll show you in a wee second. Goliath was on this side, and the Israel army was on this side here, and there was a valley in between, and Goliath used to come out, and he used to say, "Send out a man to fight me. And if we win, you'll be our slaves and you'll serve us. But if you win, we'll be your slaves and we'll serve you. But send out one person to fight me, and whoever wins, they'll be the victors, and the other people can be the slaves." Saul, who was the king of Israel, he was head and shoulders above everybody else. Do you think he would go out and fight? Nope. He was scared. He wasn't trusting in God. He was scared and he wouldn't go out and fight. And wait, David came in the scene. And David said, "I'll go and fight him." Saul said, "You've no chance. He'll kill you. He'll tear you apart. He'll throw you every direction. You have no chance." David said, "I'm trusting in God and God will help me. And I'll fight him and God will give us the victory." And eventually David went out to face Goliath. How would you like to face somebody like that? See, whenever David came out, Goliath looked at him and he said, "What are you doing? You're only a wee lad. I'm a big fella. I have fought many battles. I have won many battles. You're only a wee fella. Know what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to tear you apart," he said. "And I'm going to give your flesh to the birds that they can eat you up. And I'm going to enjoy tearing you apart." What do you think David said? Who do you think David was trusting in? Shout it out. David was trusting in God. Was God bigger than Goliath? Yeah. Was God stronger than Goliath? Yeah. Was God more powerful than Goliath? Yeah. Was God able to defeat Goliath? Yeah. He was, certainly. And David was trusting in the living God. And do you know something? David ran towards Goliath. And he took his sling and he took a wee stone and he put it in the sling and he started to swing it round and round. And eventually he let go. And where do you think it hit Goliath? I think, you know, this young man here. Oh, he says the nostril. You're not too far away. It's just a wee bit up. And you know something? I'll let you see where it was. The stone. Goliath was looking nice and smart a wee second ago, wasn't he? The stone hit him right in the forehead. And he's not looking the nicest of a fella now. Sure he's not. And the Bible says when the stone hit him here, he must have wobbled for a second or two and he hadn't a clue where he was. And then the next thing he just, what? Collapsed. He collapsed. He fell right in his face or right onto his back. I don't know which it was. And David ran up and he stood on him and he took his sword and he just cut off his head. Who helped David? Who was with David? Who was David trusting in? Boys and girls, the verse that we read this morning was, the Lord Jesus says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. The best decision anybody in this congregation could make, doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what kind of a person you are, doesn't matter whether it's the boys or girls, the mums or dads, the grannies or grandas, doesn't matter who it is. The best decision anybody could ever make is this, to trust in God. The Lord Jesus went to Calvary. The Lord Jesus shed his precious blood. The Lord Jesus gave his life so that you and I could trust in God. That we could put our trust in him and have our sins forgiven and be sure of heaven. The Lord Jesus is risen. He's alive today and he loves us and he wants to look after us. Once you become a Christian, the best thing you could do every single day after that is to continually be trusting in God. Whenever you have problems, ask God to help you. Whenever you have difficulties, ask God to help you. Whenever people aren't nice to you, ask God to help you to be nice to them, that eventually you'll win them back and you'll be a real blessing to them. Boys and girls, two things David did. He trusted in God early in life, and throughout his life he was continually trusting in God. That God would help him, that God would undertake for him, and that God would bless him every single day. That's the best thing you could ever do. I wonder, is some boy or girl this morning going to come? Is some mum or dad this morning going to come and put their trust in the Lord Jesus? It's the best decision you'll ever make. And to have God as your friend with you every moment of every day is the best friend you could ever have in your life. You listen really well, boys and girls.